Macmillan Audio presents Uncultured, written and read for you by Daniela Mestinek Young. To Mom, thank you for teaching me how to read. To all my teachers, in schools and in life, thank you for teaching me how to think. The first rule of cults is you are never in a cult. Prologue. You belong to us. I can't hear the exact words being yelled, but the words don't matter. I know what the tone means. We own you. My hands reach toward the sky, knuckles white, as I struggle to maintain my grasp on the duffel bag, stuffed with pieces of gear I don't know how to use. My muscles scream as I force my arms to keep the bag aloft. The voices grow louder. I don't know how many. I can see the fear and confusion on the faces of the fellow soon-to-be soldiers around me, but I am not afraid. If the people shouting were going to hit me, they would have by now. They want a reaction, so I know not to give them one. Keep your head down. Don't make eye contact. Do what they say. I know how to tune out, go outside my body. I know the trick of focusing on a meaningless detail. All I see is the drab green bag in someone else's hands. I allow it to fill my vision, my mind. I make it the centerpiece of my world. The yelling started the moment the bus full of recruits came to a stop at Fort Jackson, South Carolina. Everyone in our group shot to their feet, shuffling down the aisle, bodies colliding with one another, held vertical by the mass of people pressing up against them. We had no idea why we were in trouble, what we had done to earn this verbal beating. But we all had the same instinct. We'd do anything to make it stop. We fly into formation, standing shoulder to shoulder, staring straight ahead, unblinking, not daring to move even when drops of sweat slide from the base of our necks all the way down our backs and into the cracks of our asses. We clench tighter and try not to shiver. Don't move. Don't be the one who stands out. Don't become the failing one out of many. The yells turn into words. Grab your duffel bag. Lift it above your head as high as you can. I know what is happening. I read about it online after signing my paperwork. This is how they shock your system. We'll be here for at least an hour, maybe two, straining our arms, dropping our gear, doing push-ups, jumping to our feet, hoisting the 50-pound bags into the air. We'll grunt and gasp and sweat and cry. They scream and we push. We force ourselves past the pain, nausea, and fear. We ignore the little voice saying, "Stop, this is crazy." This is easy for me. It's a switch I can turn on and off. That little voice silenced. My gut ignored. Soon, I will no longer exist. There will only be the group. There will be only Army. Most of these recruits have never left home. 17 is the average age of this summer's class. They could have been camp counselors instead of soldiers. They will finish basic training and then head back for their senior year of high school before reporting back full-time. They are scared, but I am not. They are kids, missing their mommies, yearning to go home. But I don't have a home, and my mother could never protect me from anything. I spent my life playing at battle drills, getting ready for what to do when the Antichrist's soldiers showed up. I can't count the hours I spent as a child, standing in lines, eating.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?